Let's head to the KRDO Newsline now as the call for donations is out from the group COS I Love You for their annual Backpack Bash. We're joined by the executive director of that organization, Stu Davis. Stu, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
What a pleasure to be invited. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about the Backpack Bash and the need for donations to make sure that every student in need here in the Pikes Peak region can get back to school on the right foot.
Yeah, I mean, this event is now in its fourth year, and it's just such an honor for us to be able to work with about 50 local organizations, for-profit and nonprofit, who care about sending kids back to school with everything that they need. So July 30th and August the 6th, we will be essentially distributing 12,000 backpacks worth of school supplies across six different locations over those 2 weekends. But that all those events also include things like haircuts and dental screenings and immunization checks and a lot of the other things that families have to spend time getting ready for when they send their kids back to school. So they're really designed to be kind of these one-stop shop carnival style environments where kids can get not only backpacks and school supplies, but also a bunch of other services as well.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic way to really help give back and really support the community. And of course, we know this doesn't happen on its own, and really that need for these supplies is still going on ahead of the 30th, the first of the donation drop-off. So what are some of the biggest things that are in need right now as far as donations?
Yeah, I mean, really, I'd start with backpacks. We've gotten some great organizations who have come alongside us and have done some work around school supplies, but backpacks is always such a big need for us. And so we've got over 25 area locations, including all of our local Walmarts, where people can go and purchase backpacks and school supplies, and they can drop them off there. Our local Walmarts won't start collecting them on site until June the 15th. But then we've got a bunch of other locations already starting to collect. So even though we just got out of school, it's already time for us to start thinking about collecting supplies for next year so that we have them in time to distribute to these 12,000 students this coming fall.
Yeah, the collective scream that we just heard from all around Colorado Springs and Pueblo is the kids saying, no, we just got out. Let's don't talk about back to school.
It's true. We've been planning this event since February.
So yeah.
Even though nobody else is thinking about it, we're thinking about it already.
Absolutely. I mean, it's better to be, you know, well prepared before the need onslaught. Now, speaking of the need, how does somebody register or how do they be a part of the people that will receive the donations?
Yeah, for people who want to be a participant, if they want to show up with their family, again, at any of those six locations, our website, backpackbash.com, it's very simple to find. There's no need to pre-register. They can simply show up. We do ask that families show up with their kids with them. If they don't have the ability to bring their children with them, then they simply need to bring some sort of proof that they actually do have the number of kids they're saying that they do, a family photo, some sort of ID, something that allows us to verify so that we can make sure the right number of backpacks goes towards the right families. But there's no need to pre-register, and they can find all the location information on our website.
And if you miss that website, you can go back to KRDO.com and listen to this podcast and just relive it. We have that available all the time. Does it warm your heart, Stu, about the amount of people and businesses that get behind efforts like this?
I'm so glad you asked that way, Dan, because it really does. I mean, again, you got 50 local organizations that in some way we're all kind of doing a little bit to perhaps bend the way that we would do it on our own in order to come together and do something that's much bigger. So we've got churches and businesses and nonprofit agencies and public civic agencies that are all working to support families, and we're all doing it together. And I love that story. And I think that's a story that could be told more often in Colorado Springs of collaboration in an effort to serve people. So not only do we get the chance to tell the story about 12,000 kids getting help, but we also get the chance to tell a story about all these organizations working together because they care.
Exactly. And Stu, if people want to help add their spin on that story, help make a difference here in Southern Colorado, what are some other ways that they could go about doing that?
Well, I'm certainly glad you asked that one, too. The other thing that we could really use support with is if people are unable to go out, purchase something, and drop it into a collection bin around the community, for $11, they can go onto our website and simply purchase a backpack full of school supplies for a kid. And they could do that for one kid. They could do it for 100 kids if they wanted to. They could do it for 1,000. But for $11 per student, they can go onto our website again at backpackbash.com, and all of those funds go directly towards us purchasing these school supplies and making these events happen in just a couple of weeks from now.
Absolutely. Again, the first of the donations coming out on July 30th. Stu Davis with COS, I love you. We appreciate your time. For more information, again, the website is backpackbash.com. Stu, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll have to talk more about the fantastic work you guys are doing throughout Colorado Springs.
A real pleasure, guys. Thank you.